hear that? That's right, wind. Welcome to Try Not to Blow Me Away, the podcast all about wind. More specifically, the wind energy in the Niagara region. My name is Nandita.
And I'm Alexis, and we're here to talk to you about the wind energy. More specifically, Wainfleet wind energy. We're here to tell you everything wrong with it and how you can fix it.
Wainfleet wind energy, as you said, or more commonly known as WFWE for simplicity.
We just created that.
Yeah. It's an organization that has built wind turbines in the open space of Wainfleet because of its closeness to Lake Erie.
What are wind turbines and why does it matter that they're close to Lake Erie, Nandita?
Well, haven't you heard of lower N? The differences in temperature create more wind, and that's like most important component on a wind farm, obviously. Yeah. Also, a wind turbine is a turbine that is moved by the wind.
Thank you for that in-depth explanation.
Hey, I'm not done. The wind rotates blades, and that turns a small rotor, which is connected to a generator, and this generator inevitably generates electricity.
Wow, cool, I guess. But what about other types of energy? Why can't they use fossil fuels or Niagara Falls, maybe even solar energy?
Well, Niagara Falls is way too far from Wainfleet, first of all, to produce any good electricity.
First of all.
Without a high transmission fee. Also, fossil fuel? Come on, it isn't going to be reliable for too long, and it's definitely not as safe as wind energy for the environment. Wind farms don't generate any greenhouse gases, and they don't produce any water, air, or thermal pollutants. That's good, right?
Yeah, but I mean, how safe can it be when most of Wainfleet doesn't even want the windmills there? Think about it. The town held protests just so they wouldn't have to deal with the wind turbine. In order for people to start protesting, it must have been pretty bad.
Well, wind energy is a fast-growing business and energy source. The Renewable Energy Council is so hooked up on the fact that it's clean and renewable that they even forgot how new and dangerous it is for flying wildlife like birds.
My real question then is, where did they get their funding from? Does the Wainfleet Council or the government pay for it?
Well, for the construction of the turbines, a company called Rankin Construction is investing $4 million into the project. But the company itself is a business that was formed in 2009, so it just sells wind energy.
Okay, so who controls all of this? What companies make it possible for these turbines to be built and for their energy to be sold?
Well, for building onshore wind turbines, local planning authorities make the decisions. The contract to sell the wind power is with Ontario Power Authority and the Ministry of Environment. They look at all the environmental and planning documents, and they're submitted by the project and gives a renewable energy approval.
You know, while you were talking, I was just thinking about wind turbines and how they're such a new concept. People haven't been educated enough, and that's actually why Wainfleet doesn't trust this new project. I 100% get their frustration, you know? These wind turbines are aesthetically displeasing, loud, they kill around 328,000 birds and bats each year. In maintenance? Like, who's going to be climbing up these things to fix them?
True,
these companies are stabbing over-glorified reverse fans into the ground and expecting the public to deal with them. Plus, hydroelectricity seems like a much better energy source. It flows at a constant rate, and the falls are naturally there, unlike wind energy, where companies are literally building a disturbance.
Like I said, that is very true and all, but is there even a solution to this? I mean, wind turbines are a good source of electricity, but the approach, I'm pretty sure, is all wrong.
Have you heard of vertical axis wind turbines?
Nope, not at all. What's that?
Perfect. They're basically the average wind turbine's cooler, older sibling. They are designed so that they can take wind coming from any direction, plus they look so much better than the average wind turbine.
So much better. Oh, that solves the aesthetically displeasing issue. And now Wainfleet can maybe have a say in where the wind turbines are placed, since it takes wind from all directions.
Exactly. Plus, the design makes it a lot easier for birds to see and avoid.
Well, I mean, come on, what about noise? There have been so many complaints about noise. Isn't that the biggest problem for Wainfleet?
Vertical axis wind turbines are significantly quieter than your average wind turbine.
Oh, why does this sound like a commercial?
Well, maybe not a commercial, but yeah, we are definitely trying to prove a point. Anyway, I know you're thinking about the costs.
Wow, really?
Of course. Of course, to build an industrial-sized turbine is about $1.3 million, but if they're going to focus on building more wind turbines anyway, this cost shouldn't mean much, you know?
Yeah, and definitely. To sum it all up, the solution is to build vertical access wind turbines, which are definitely cooler, quieter, and of course less dangerous for wildlife, like birds, and can work using wind from any direction.
Yep. And since it seems like you've got the concept, I think it's time we end the show.
I think so too.
Thank you for tuning in to Try Not to Blow Me Away, and we'll see you next time, but probably not.
Yep, probably not. Bye.
Bye.